Larvet snorted derisively.
Great. A subjugate. Here's a tip, Offworlder. Next time you visit Dromund Kaas, learn the customs first.
Mitra nodded and let her hand drop, but she remained vigilant.
How did you find out about me?
Larvet asked.
Who sent you?
Does it matter?
Mitra replied. Larvet shook his head and made his way back over to inspect the stones still sitting atop the counter.
Is this the full extent of your collection?
He asked, picking up one of the gems and bringing it up to his aging eye for closer inspection.
It's as much as I'm willing to sell right now.
I understand,
he said with a smile.
Do you need the credits immediately, or can you wait a few weeks?
What's the difference?
I can offer more if you give me time to find the right buyer,
he explained. Mitra shook her head.
I don't have that kind of time.
That is unfortunate,
he said sympathetically.
That will have to be reflected in the price, of course.
Of course.
I'm willing to offer 7,000 Imperial credits for the lot,
he said, leaning back and crossing his arms to signify the price was non-negotiable. Mitra wasn't about to fall for such an obvious ploy. Even though she had no concept of what an Imperial credit was actually worth, she had done enough haggling in her day to know that this opening offer was merely a baseline.
20,000,
she countered, knowing it was a ridiculously high number.
Even if you could wait to find a buyer, I could never go higher than 18,
he answered.
I'll give you 10.
Make it 15. And I promise I'll come to you first the next time I'm looking to deal.
I'll give you 12,
he said, wagging a finger in her face.
You won't find anybody else who'll go higher than 11.
I'll sell them for 13 and some information, she answered.
What kind of information?
I'm looking for someone. A friend. I need the name of a contact who knows how to find people.
People that don't want to be found?
I'd rather not say.
The storekeeper crossed his arms again and stroked his chin thoughtfully.
Make it 12-5 and we have a deal. I'll even set up the meeting.
10 minutes later, Mitra walked out of his establishment with 12,500 Imperial credits and an appointment to meet someone called Setchel in 2 days.